Hey Portland, JT the Brick is right here on Fox Sports Radio 620. Weeknights 10 p.m. and on your phone using iHeartRadio.
3:30. Welcome to Fox Sports Radio 620, Wheels at Work. Ron Callen in today. And those of you who know me, have known me for a long time, know that small college sports are important to me. I went to Linfield. Congratulations to the Wildcat football team. They were eliminated by Wisconsin Whitewater over the weekend. They led back east. It was like 0 degrees in this game back in Wisconsin, but they ended up losing 28-17. But another great year for Joe Smith and the gang. Their 58th consecutive year with a winning record. That's the NCAA record, and that goes over all of the divisions. But my point is, when there's a good story, doesn't matter if it's D1, D2, D3, NAIA, doesn't matter. And a great story took place Saturday night, when Northwest Christian of Eugene took on Corbin University of Salem. The coach of Corbin University, Steve Mastin, he is the father-in-law of Luke Jackson, the former Duck, who coaches at Northwest Christian. They both join us live. Let's say hi to Steve first. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess you're doing a little better than Steve. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I'm not going to rub it in. After the game, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, obviously. Being the coach at NCU, I wanted to win just like I want to beat any opponent. But at the same time, you know, I have a great relationship with Steve, and I want him to do well too. So, you know, it was kind of an interesting game. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just, you know, I felt great about the win, but at the same time, you know, I'm rooting for his team to do well too.
Absolutely. It was the Cascade Collegiate Conference opener, 67-55. It was inside the Morse Event Center. And Steve, what was your mood before the game? Obviously, you're taking on a conference rival, and it's your son-in-law coaching the team. What was going through your mind?
Well, Luke and I both talked about, you know, once the ball goes up, it's just about Corbin University trying to win a conference game and an opener for both of us. So, but it was definitely a unique situation, something that Luke and I talked about well ahead of time, and then to have my daughter and two grandsons in the gym sitting behind his bench, that was a little tough too. Although I got a good luck high five from my oldest grandson before the game, so that was nice.
Well, I think the family affair is great, and I'm sure you guys have to do this again. You guys play twice during the season in conference, Luke, is that right?
Yeah, I must say, you know, the game was supposed to be taking place at Corbin, but due to weather, it got switched to NCU, so it was nice to have that home court advantage, a little switch up at the last minute according to the Cascade Conference rules. If you can't play at a site, then you automatically defer to the other site. So it was kind of a little bit of a backdoor victory, but we'll take it.
Hey, you got it at home, and now I'm assuming, I'm looking at your schedule, that you're going to have to return the favor and head up there at some point, right?
Yeah. We have, we're going to finish league play at Corbin, so I'm sure there'll be something at stake at that game, obviously, besides just, you know, the family name and bragging rights, but you know, at the end of the league, I think things will get interesting for both of us.
And that game will be, in case you want to check it out, it's Friday, February the 21st, 7:30 at the C.E. Jeffers Sports Center in Salem at Corbin. And Steve, I understand, though, there was a little friendly wager on this game, not money, but what was up for grabs for the winner?
Right. Well, it had nothing to do with Luke and I. It's between my wife and daughter. And I think my wife came up with the idea that there's an ugly sports sweater, kind of like the ugly Christmas sweaters that you see this
yeah.
time of year. But we have an ugly sports sweater. Must have been a gag gift or something a year or two ago. And my wife has said that I wagered with my daughter that the loser of the first game would have to wear it the second game. So she is getting ready to do that in February, my wife, that is.
So what does that sweater look like? Is it like some old sports sweater? I mean, like an old logo of a team? Or, I mean, is it just something?
No, it's actually a knit sweater. It looks a lot like a Christmas sweater, except for it's got sports things on it. It's got a bunch of shoes and some balls and stuff like that on it. So it's pretty tasteless, actually.
So, Luke, by the way, Luke, congratulations on the win, by the way. But I want to ask you, this is your first year, right, coaching Northwest Christian?
Yeah, it's my first year.
What's it been like for you? Obviously, you played in Eugene. You played at Old Mac Court. You've seen some fantastic basketball. You played in the NBA. What's it like to be in that chair as a coach and coaching, you know, a small college team? I'm sure you've got good players, but they aren't there to try to impress a coach to get maybe some NBA scouts to look at them. They're there for the love of the game, I assume.
Right. It's like you said earlier in the broadcast, it's a pure level of basketball because most of the guys aren't moving on to play professionally. They're playing because they love their school and they love basketball. And that's something that can be lost at times at a higher level. That being said, for me, as a player, I'm totally at peace with not playing, and I don't have any ego or anything to prove. That being said, having played 9 years professionally and stepping right into a head coaching role, it's been an interesting transition. I decided early on that I wanted to be a coach when I was 21 and drafted to the Cavs. I had two herniated discs my first day on the court in the NBA, and I thought that I was going to have to walk away from the game at 21. Fortunately, I was able to play for 9 more years, but laying in the hospital bed, I knew that my time on the court could be cut short at any time. And now, after having taken advantage of being around so many bright minds in basketball, I'm just trying to use some of the things that so many people have taught me over the years and translate it. But it's been it's definitely been challenging at times, but I'm really enjoying myself. I really am.
Luke Jackson's our guest, coach of the Northwest Christian College University in Eugene, and Steve Mastin is the head coach at Corbin. They played last Saturday, and of course, Northwest Christian winning 67-55 live here on Fox Sports Radio 620. Now, Luke and Steve, you can both react to this question. Luke, where did you meet his daughter, Lindsay? And Steve, when did you first hear that Lindsay and Luke were an item? Luke, you go first.
Well, that's a tough question because our families had crossed paths quite a bit. It's kind of a running joke in our family. I think I was 10 years old, and I beat Adam, Steve's oldest son, who played at Oregon State for 4 years in a free throw competition,
yeah.
Elks free throw shoot. So we go way back, but you know, I think we got together when I was 27. Playing in the D League, and you know, Lindsay and I had been friends for a while, but always dating someone else. And I remember very, very clearly looking at her at a specific moment and just kind of realizing, you know, what am I doing with my life and how come I've been missing this for so long?
And so everything turned into, I'm sure, a wedding, and now you guys are married. And Steve, what about that? Do you remember that free throw shooting contest he was talking about?
I do. Luke only told you part of the story. The other part of the story that Adam likes to remember, maybe it helps to ease the pain a little bit of losing to Luke, is that Luke shot in jeans that day. He wasn't even wearing basketball shorts. So we like to joke about that. But I remember Lindsay coming home telling us that that this guy might be the guy, and I know that she had shown some interest in Luke when he was in the NBA, but scheduling you know, was difficult and getting together and that sort of thing. So, but it was after Luke was back in town and he ended up playing in the D League where they got serious about the relationship. So And I will say this, as good a player as Luke was and as good a coach as I think he's going to be, he's even a better man. And he'd have to be, because I never consent to my daughter marrying him if he wasn't.
Oh, I love that. Hey, guys, before I let you go, you know, I mean, the Cascade Collegiate Conference, I mean, there are some excellent teams in the conference, and you got to feel pretty good, Luke, about the quality of competition in this. I mean, you got Southern Oregon, and you got Oregon Tech, Warner Pacific. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in this conference.
Yeah, I was just looking at the national ratings, and we've got four teams in the top 20, Northwest, Concordia, Eastern Oregon, and obviously Southern has moved up to number two. So any win you can get in conference is a great win, and there's no easy nights. So it's going to be a tough road ahead, but I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge. But as far as at our level, I think our conference is as tough as any in the country.
Steve?
I would agree with that. I think before this year, I think maybe we were probably the second best in the country, but with the addition of the new coach down at College of Idaho, and then I think with what Luke's bringing to the table at Northwest Christian with all the talent he's got in there, I just think the level of the conference is the best in the entire country, and it's going to be difficult to win, and you're going to have to win your games at home and hope to get a few on the road, because I think five losses in league or more could win it this year. So, yeah, it's a very difficult league.
Hey, guys, hey, appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio 620. Good luck. And you know what we need? We need a picture on your websites of that sweater, guys. We want to see what that sweater looks like, all right?
All right. Oh,
you're going to have my wife
dig it
out.
We can make that happen.
All right, hey, guys, appreciate the time. Good luck to you rest of the season, and we'll look forward to the 21st of Feb.
Thank you.
Luke Jackson, Steve Mastin. What a great family affair that is, folks, to have them battle. And the younger Luke picks up the first win, but it was at home. So we'll see if Steve can return the favor to his son-in-law when they meet on February the 21st later in the season. Hey, stick around. A lot coming up. We're going to go over the bowl selections. We're going to go and we'll listen to a little more of Chris Peterson, the head coach of the Washington Huskies. Now, it still sounds kind of weird to say that. He was at Boise State for so long, but it's all coming up on Wheels at Work, Fox Sports Radio 620.